Thou art perfect, then our ship hath touched upon the deserts of Bohemia?
Aye, my lord, and fear we have landed in ill time. The skies look grimly, and threaten present blusters. In my conscience, the heavens with that we have in hand are angry and frown upon us.
Their sacred wills be done. Go, get aboard. Look to thy bark. I'll not be long before I call upon thee.
Make your best haste, and go not too far of the land. 'Tis like to be loud weather. Besides, this place is famous for the creatures of prey that keep upon it.
Go thou away. I'll follow instantly.
I'm glad at heart to be so rid of the business.
Come, poor babe. I have heard, but not believed, the spirits of the dead may walk again. If such thing be, thy mother appeared to me last night, for ne'er was dream so like a waking. To me comes a creature, sometimes her head on one side, some another. I never saw a vessel of like sorrow, so filled and so becoming, in pure white robes. Like very sanctity, she did approach my cabin where I lay, thrice bowed before me, and gasping to begin some speech, her eyes became two spouts. The fury spent, anon did this break from her. Good Antigonus, since fate, against thy better disposition, hath made thy person for the thrower out of my poor babe, according to thine oath, places remote enough are in Bohemia. There weep and leave it crying. And for the babe is counted lost for ever. Perdita, I prithee call't. For this ungentle business put on thee by my lord, thou ne'er shalt see thy wife Paulina more. And so, with shrieks, she melted into air. Affrighted much, I did in time collect myself and thought, this was so, and no slumber. Dreams are toys. Yet for this once, yea, superstitiously, I will be squared by this. I do believe Hermione hath suffered death, and that Apollo would, this being indeed the issue of King Polixenes, it should here be laid, either for life or death, upon the earth of its right father. Blossom, speed thee well. There lie. And there thy character. There these, which may, if fortune please, both breed thee pretty and still rest thine. The storm begins. Poor wretch, that for thy mother's fault art thus exposed to loss and what may follow. Weep I cannot, but my heart bleeds, and most accursed am I to be by oath enjoined to this. Farewell. The day frowns more and more. Thou'rt like to have a lullaby too rough. I never saw the heavens so dim by day. A savage clamor. Well may I get aboard. This is the chase. Ah, I am gone forever.
I would there were no age between 10 and 23, or that youth would sleep out the rest, for there is nothing in the between but getting wenches with child, wronging the ancient, stealing, fighting. Hark you now, would any but these boiled brains of 19 and 22 hunt this weather? They have scared away two of my best sheep, which I fear the wolf will sooner find than the master. If anywhere I have them, 'tis by the seaside, browsing of ivy. Good luck and be thy will. What have we here? Mercy arms, a bairn. A very pretty bairn. A boy, or a child, I wonder. A pretty one. A very pretty one. Sure, some scape. Though I am not bookish, yet I can read waiting gentlewoman in the scape. Oh, this has been some stair work, some trunk work, some behind door work. They were warmer that got this than the poor fingers here.
I'll take it up for pity. Yet I'll tarry till my son come. He halloo, but even now.
Ho! Ho! Hello!
Hello, hello. Oh!
Well, that's soon here. If they'll say a thing to talk on when thou art dead and rotten, come hither. What are you so mad?
I have seen two such sights, by sea and by land. But I am not to say it is a sea, for it is now the sky. Betwixt the firmament and it, you cannot thrust a bodkin's point.
Why, boy, how is it?
I would you did but see how it chafes, how it rages, how it takes up the shore. But that's not to the point. Oh, oh, the most piteous cry of the poor souls. Sometimes to see him and not to see him. Now the ship boring the moon with her mainmast, and anon swallowed with yeast and froth as you thrust a cork into a hogshead. And then for the land service to see how the bear tore out his shoulder bone, how he cried to me for help and said his name was Antigonus, a nobleman. But to make an end of the ship, to see how the sea flapped, dragoned it. But first, oh, how the poor souls roared and the sea mocked them, and how the poor gentleman roared and the bear mocked him, both roaring louder than the sea or weather.
Name of mercy, when was this, boy?
Now! I have not winked since I saw these sights. The men are not yet cold underwater. Water, nor the bear hath dined on the gentleman. He's at it now.
Would I had been by to have helped the old man.
Oh, I would you had been by the ship's side to have helped her. There your charity would have lacked footing.
Heavy matters, heavy matters. But look thy here, boy.
Oh.
Now bless thyself. Thou mettest with things dying, I with things newborn. Here is a sight for thee. Look thee. A bearing cloth for a squire's child. Look the air. Take up, boy. Open. So, let's see. It was told me I should be rich by the fairies. This is some changeling. Open. What's within, boy?
Oh. You're a made old man. If the sins of your youth are forgiven you, you're well to live. Gold! All gold!
This is fairy gold, boy, and 'twill prove so. Up with it. Keep it close. Home, home the next way. We are lucky, boy. And to be so still requires nothing but secrecy. Let my sheep go. Come, good boy, the next way home.
Go you the next way with your findings. I'll go see if the bear be gone from the gentleman and how much he hath eaten. They are never cursed but when they are hungry. If there be any of them left, I'll bury it.
That's a good deed. If thou mayst discern by that which is left of him what he is, fetch me to the sight of him.
Marry will I, and you shall help to put him in the ground.
Tis a lucky day, boy, and we'll do good deeds on't.